I, Christina Oslin Edwards, do solemnly swear to obey the rules of the magistrate. I will dutifully execute the demands of my calling and adhere to the wishes of my superiors today, tomorrow, and always. My voice booms throughout the open field, and I feel a surge of excitement as I raise my hand to my heart to take the pledge. 7 years of training led to this moment, my moment of glory. Standing in front of the magistrate council, I feel empowered, wanted, and needed. I've found my home, my destiny. My life will be as I always envisioned it. Even when I was living in that dank orphanage, I could see my future. Now here it is, the completion of my dreams. The throng of witnesses stand and cheer as I complete my oath. I turn, smiling broadly, and wave to the crowd, soaking in the evident admiration. I am complete. I am somebody. I command respect from the entire village. Privileges will come my way, and I am looking forward to every single one of them. This is my due. Poor little abandoned Christina is now special counsel first order, first in my class and ready to be a force to be reckoned with. I will be the supreme ruler one day. That is my path. But before conquering the world, my first order of business is to find my best friend and pseudo-sister Amber so that we can celebrate at the little inn at the center of our village. That's Amber's thing. Celebrations. She can pull together a party on a moment's notice, and as far as she's concerned, that's what makes life worth living. As I move through the crowded seating area, I feel a hand reach out to me. I feel it press my palm, and a sudden surge of electricity shoots through my veins. Instinctively, I draw my hand back, protecting it as you would from an open flame. Maybe I'm even more excited than I realized. Unfortunately, because of the crush of the crowd, I cannot figure out who touched me. I guess I'm worth grabbing for now.